Track 7, more news stories. Rotarians set to push shelter box to raise funds. Rotarians are gearing up for some serious steps with two walks for charity. One will see members pushing a shelter box used in emergencies around the world from Tynmouth to Dawlish. The first walk on Sunday, August the 16th, will see Rotarians from Dawlish Water and Tynmouth clubs, supported by Dawlish coasters and Dawlish walkers and ramblers, embarking on the King's Walk Coastal Path inauguration. The walk starts at Starcross Station at 10 a.m., continues through Cockwood and St Mary's Hall to Dawlish, and finishes at the RNLI lifeboat station in Tynmouth. Robert Buchanan, president of Dawlish Water Rotary Club, said, "We are expecting a big turnout and we are hoping to see quite a lot of families as well as regular walkers." Then on Sunday, August the 23rd, members of Dawlish Water and Tynmouth Rotary will be off on a special trolley push for Shelter Box, the emergency relief charity which has been regularly sponsored by Rotary. Gray O'Hanlon from the club's international committee explained, "This is something a little different and of course in aid of an amazing charity which is responding to the desperate situations in Gaza, the Philippines, Lebanon and Venezuela and other stricken areas of the world. We should be collecting donations on the way, so we hope people will be generous to support this critical work." Dawlish Water Rotary and Tynmouth Rotary are pushing a shelter box from Tynmouth RNLI station to Dawlish, heading along the coastal path with a diversion to the Smugglers and then on to Dawlish. Gray added, "All those volunteers who are doing the push are all well over 70, including one member who in their 90s. Clearly, these Rotarians are pushing themselves in order to demonstrate their long-term commitment to Shelter Box. We hope to engage with the many visitors to the two towns at this time of year. Many will not have come across Shelter Box before, so we hope to create a greater awareness of the charity."
Vandals target memorial bench and youth shelter. Police appealing for information after a memorial bench and a youth shelter in Bovey Tracy Park were damaged in a suspected case of vandalism. The incident happened at Millmarsh Park sometime between 6 p.m. on Sunday the 2nd of August and 9 a.m. on Monday the 3rd of August. Officers from Ashburton and Chudley neighbourhood police team are investigating the damage and are asking anyone who have seen suspicious activity or has information about those responsible to come forward. Anyone with information is asked to contact Devon and Cornwall Police by calling 101 or through the Force's website.
Council confirms future of Devon carers support. Support for unpaid carers across Devon will continue as Devon County Council prepares to introduce new arrangement for carers services. The Council has confirmed that changes will be made to the way some support services are delivered when the current Caring Well in Devon contract provided by Westbank Health and Care on behalf of Devon County Council comes to an end on September 30th. Devon County Council's currently supports around 35,000 carers, although the number of people carrying out unpaid caring roles across the county is believed to be considerably higher. From October, carers' assessments, reviews and the carers' helpline will move directly into Devon County Council as part of the new service arrangements. The Council says the change will ensure carers continue to receive advice, information and support while strengthening links with adult social care services. Staff currently delivering carers' assessments, reviews and helpline support are expected to transfer to the Council, allowing valuable experience, knowledge and existing relationships with carers to be maintained. Under the new arrangements, peer support, wellbeing services, and opportunities for carers to connect with others in similar situations will remain an important part of provision across Devon. New contracts for peer support services and carer ambassador services are expected to begin from October 1st, with existing providers, including West Bank Health and Care, invited to submit bids. The Council is also working with voluntary, community and social enterprise organisations to establish a new carer wellbeing alliance. The partnership aims to bring organisations together to provide community-based support, information, advice and wellbeing opportunities closer to where carers live. Support provided through citizens' advice will continue as normal. Councillor Richard Keeling, Devon County Council's lead member for adult services, said the changes were designed to strengthen support rather than reduce services. Support for unpaid carers is not ending, he said. We remain fully committed to investing in support for unpaid carers. Our budget for carers' support is not changing. Unpaid carers make an enormous contribution to communities across Devon, often balancing caring responsibilities alongside work, education and family life. We want carers to be able to access the right support at the right time. Bringing carers' assessments, reviews and the carers' helpline closer to adult service social care will make services easier to access while building on the support already available across Devon. Councillor Keeling added that the Council wanted to reassure carers that it remains committed to supporting them throughout this transition.
Council considers safety measures for politicians. Efforts to make local politicians safer are being considered after a renewed push following the death of former MP Anne Widdecombe. Options including a device such as a personal alarm or a mobile phone app for councillors being discussed by Devon County Council. Renewed impetus over the safety of elected representatives emerged last month in the wake of the tragic death of Miss Widdecombe. It's now just over a decade since the Labour MP, Joe Cox, was murdered, while Conservative MP, Sir David Amos, was fatally stabbed in 2021. Councillor Michael Fife-Cook, from Yelverton Rural Reform UK, said he'd raise the issue of the safety of local politicians after Miss Widdecombe's Sir Julian to try and help in rise in online abusers and email makes it easier for individuals to make. It's not clear whether physical violence against politicians in Devon is less common than verbal or digital abuse because data is sporadic or not even reported. But the shocking death of Miss Widdecombe has put the issue of the safety of politicians back up the agenda. One district councillor who didn't want to be identified said they'd recently suffered a period of death threats left by voicemail. It started in late 2024, and while it is intermittent now, it happened repeatedly over a couple of months. The senior council officer was shocked to hear about this, but she said, "I don't think there was a follow-up from the police, and so I haven't bothered since." The councillor added that such threats had become par for the course, but this could discourage people from running as a local politician. "I know it discourages people from standing in elections, as one of the most difficult things is to recruit new people who are prepared to put themselves in harm's way and be in the public eye while making fundamentally difficult decisions that nobody wants to make," she said.